节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。哎 Jen, 最近超火的长津湖你看了没有？
Well, not yet. I've always wanted to go, but haven't got a chance.So what about you?
I watched it with my parents last week. 像我们的长辈啊，爸爸妈妈，尤其是爷爷奶奶，他们呢就会对这段历史记忆特别深刻，所以我上周就带他们去看了。
Well, although I haven't seen the movie, I know the history very well, because it was something my dad told me when I was little.
Yes, so the movie is about the Chinese people's volunteers in a battle during the war resist US aggression and aid Korea.
没错。那长津湖这部电影呢，就是讲述了中国人民志愿军在抗美援朝战争当中的英勇事迹。这里我们学习到两个表达，第一个是 Chinese People's Volunteer， 就是表示中国人民志愿军。
The war to resist US aggression and aid Korea，
就是表示的抗美援朝战争。
Yes, and remember to capitalize the first letter， 像这种专有名词啊，我们一定要记得首字母大写。
Exactly. So which scene impressed you most?Or which character?
印象最深的角色和场景，对不对？我觉得应该是欧豪扮演的杨根思烈士吧。虽然他的出场时间呢只有短短的40秒，但是啊，真实的在这种电影场景里面看到以前我们在书本上才能学到的人物，我觉得这个体验还是不一样的。
Yeah, I get it. He's definitely a national hero that everybody should remember.Well, why don't we talk a bit more about him in today's podcast?
没问题啊，那我们今天呢就来跟大家一起聊一聊抗美援朝保家卫国的英雄杨根思的故事吧。
So, 杨根思 was born in a poor peasant family. He was exploited and oppressed by landlords since childhood.
对，杨根思呢出生于一个贫苦的农民家庭 ,a poor peasant family. 那这里 peasant, 我们来学习一下。
So, is a poor person...of low social status who works on the land, used to refer to people who live in countries where farming is still a common way of life.
对，这里啊 peasant, 我们就可以翻译为农民或者说乡下人，靠种地为生。因为从小出身贫寒，杨根思呢就一直受到地主的剥削和压迫。这个剥削我们就可以用 exploit 来表达。
Yeah, if you say that someone exploiting you, you think that they are treating you unfairly.By using your work or ideas that giving you very little in return.
对，难怪要打倒地主，对不对？
对，
光让干活不给钱，那哪行啊？
对啊。
So, in October, he joined the Chinese People's Volunteer Army to fight in the North Korea.
对，那在1950年11月份的时候呢，抗美援朝战争第二次战役当中，杨根思 he was then the company commander of a volunteer army,
was ordered to take a platoon to guard the small Kowloon,on the bank of Changjing Lake.
Which was responsible for cutting off the retreat route of the U.S. Army to the south.
Exactly.
那时任志愿军某部连长的杨根思呢，奉命带一个排扼守在长津湖畔的东南小高岭。那这里啊，我们看几个表达。
对，那第一个呢，就是 company commander, 就是表示连长。Company 在这里是表示连的意思。A group of soldiers. Commander 就是指挥官、长官。所以Company commander 就是连长的意思。
没错，还有 platoon 这个单词啊，它表示排。A platoon is a small group of soldiers, usually one that is commanded by a lieutenant, 就表示军队中通常由中尉指挥的排。Lieutenant 表示中尉。
对，那他们扼守高地的原因呢，主要是负责切断美军南逃的退路。那这个逃难路我们就可以用 retreat route 来表示。Retreat 就是撤退、逃避的意思，所以 retreat route 就可以翻译为退路。
Yes, so on the 29th, the 1st Marine Division of the U.S. Army, known as the Ace Army, began to attack 小岗岭, and most of the fortifications were destroyed by heavy artillery fire.
没错，那在29号的时候呢，号称王牌军的美军陆战第一师开始向小岗岭进攻。猛烈的炮火将我军的防御工事摧毁。猛烈的炮火我们就可以用 heavy artillery fire 来表示。 artillery 就是表示炮火、大炮。那这个防御工事呢，在英文当中就是fortifications.
Yes, fortifications are buildings, walls, or ditches that are built to protect a place and make it more difficult to attack.
敌人猛烈的炮火把我方的防御工事都摧毁了。可想而知杨根斯带领的部队他们有多难啊。
Yeah, he led the whole platoon to quickly repair fortifications and prepare for the battle. When the US military was within 30 meters,He led the whole platoon to shoot suddenly and quickly beat back the enemy's first attack.
没错，杨根斯带领全排迅速地抢修工事，做好战斗准备。待美军靠近到只有30米的时候呢，带领全排突然射击，迅猛打退了敌人的第一次进攻。
Then, the US Army organized two forces and launched an attack under the cover of 8 tanks.He commanded the soldiers to rush into the enemy's group and fight with bayonets and shovel.
我们看看这个差距啊，敌人的武器是什么？八辆坦克 ，8 tanks， 而我们呢 ，bayonets， 刺刀 ，and shovel， 铁锹。实力悬殊啊，但是我们的志愿军绝不认输。
没错，他率领全排顽强抵抗，以人在阵地在的英雄气概，接连击退美军八次进攻。
When he was the only one left.He threw a grenade and pulled the fuse. He resolutely picked up the explosive bag and rushed to the enemy group and died with the enemy. He was only 28 years old.
哇，在最后只剩他一个人的时候，他投完手榴弹，拉着了导火索，毅然抱起炸药包冲向敌群，与敌人同归于尽，年仅28岁。那这里呢，有两个单词，第一个是 grenade, 手榴弹，重音在第二个音节 grenade。那炸药包在英文当中的说法呢，就是 explosive bag。
我觉得不管是第几次听这一段啊，都还是不由得心里一紧。28岁，正是大好的年华，人生最美好的时光，而他呢，却永眠于长津湖畔。
对，时至今日，很多人都以为和平年代不再会有战争，不会有流血，更不会有牺牲。但其实眼前的和平，只不过是有人替你挡住了黑暗罢了。
说得太好了啊。So, are you going to watch the movie?
Yes, definitely. I'm thinking of this weekend.
那71年前呢，那些战士正年轻，他们可以拥抱大好的青春，但毅然决然地为祖国踏上了枪林弹雨的战场。因为战争，他们或伤或残，或永远躺在了那一片冰冷的雪地。
71年之后，中国已经屹立于世界之林，前辈的故事仍然发人深省。勿以往之不见，知来者之可追。和平年代，我们更应该居安思危，反思过往，展望未来。
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。